Grand Slam. Our special guest this morning has been David Tennant. David, I saw you sat there rolling your eyes there during the football thing. You're obviously not a football fan. Do you like sport?
No, I was just thinking it was just you desperately trying to magic up a win for Southampton.
Were you any good at sport as a kid?
Is not that particularly. What
pushing you? No, not really. No.
I remember once I have been.
But did you get rejected by? Because I think if you're rejected from the school football team as a lad, it pushes you into something else. It did for me because
hard drugs.
A local radio, actually.
Okay,
hospital radio. Worse. Very similar. A user for life. So, what did you do at school? Were you in like? Was there like a little drama club up in school?
There wasn't a lot. There was eventually there was a couple of little drama clubs at different times, which I would.
Did you set your own one up, Dave?
No, I didn't. No, I should have done. There was football. Obviously, is big in Scotland like everywhere else. But then my secondary school, they were big on rugby, and I got made to play rugby.
Oh, you would have been crunched, a fragile bird like you.
Yeah, what a miserable experience that is. Getting your head rammed between two sweaty thighs in a scrum. Dear, oh dear.
At my secondary
school. That put me off all sorts of things.
At my secondary school, they had the first team, and then it would be up on the notice board. First team, second team, third team. And then at the bottom, it would say remnants.
Remnants!
Yeah, and I would always play with the remnants.
Were you in the remnants?
I was a remnant.
Were you captain of the remnants? Or just in the remnants?
I wasn't even captain of the remnants.
it's another movie for you, DT.
Thanks for rubbing that in.
Avenger the Remnants.
The Remnants. Awesome. Rise of the Remnants.
But I see, when you were doing the football chat, David and I were sitting here and I thought, I recognise a fellow remnant.
Oh, just the residue. That's awful.
I can tell you, I haven't heard about Manchester United 1958 now, though.
Anna, very good morning.
Good morning.
Anna, thanks for staying on hold. You've got something for David to open up, declare open before we bow out this morning.
I have indeed, yes. Would you like me to say what it is now?
I think now's as good a time as any.
Writing if you want, but yeah, he's here in the studio. Off you go, Anna.
Right, my son very kindly bought me a sonic screwdriver pen for Christmas.
Ah.
And it's still all in its packaging because it looks so superb in there, I daren't open it and touch it. But David, if you give me permission and declare it open, I will certainly open it and use it with pride.
Right. It is, though, has it got that grey sort of those wire things that cannot be cut by anything invented by man? It'll take you the rest of the day to get the thing out.
Sorry?
Yeah. Okay, are you ready to open it, DT?
I am, yes. I now declare this sonic screwdriver well and truly open.
Thank you so much.
You're
so
welcome.
The merchandise.
I don't know whose picture's on the front.
Yeah, it depends what model screwdriver it is, doesn't it? It might be the latest one.
Bit.
Anna, has it got the guy that used to do it way, way back? David, send it something.
I have to admit, he is rather my favourite doctor. I've been a fan all my life, but I love the new series as well.
Great. Very good.
Anna, thanks, you're cool. Have a lovely weekend.
You very much indeed. It's made my day. Thank you.
It's lovely to speak to you, Anna.
And after your auction stint last night, you were asking when people were out of their depth.
Yeah.
And Tim in Sowerby Bridge says, I was out of my depth when I was asked to host the Christmas pub quiz and grand raffle. I had to use the mic behind the bar and I was so nervous the landlord said I could help myself to drinks as a favour for hosting.
Uh-oh.
Six rounds of questions took nearly 2 hours. As I got more nervous, I had more alcohol to calm me down, meaning I couldn't read very well and began making up questions and arguing about the answers. I can't recall doing the grand raffle, but I woke up the next morning with a sore head, two bottles of whiskey, some Ferrero Rocher, a festive tea towel, and a DVD of Germany 1, England 5. Half the prizes I should have raffled. Surprisingly, I wasn't asked back next year.
Oh, what a shame. That's brilliant, Mum.
You don't want a drunken, punchy pub quiz MC. You're arguing about what county Great Yarmouth's in.
Jez in Sheffield. Good morning, Jez.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Jez, what would you like our guest this morning, David Tennant, to declare open?
Right, now then, my children go to a school called St Wilfrid's in Sheffield, Louis and Floss, and we're organising an Elvis evening on the 12th of March as a fundraiser. And I'd love, David, to be able to bring Elvis on stage, something like, "Good evening, Sheffield, good evening, St Wilfrid's, please welcome on stage Elvis."
Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, that is brilliant. And the kids, I'm glad that, you know, that you're making sure the memory of the king is still being there, is there for the young kids.
Well, unfortunately, it's for the parents, not for the kids.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But the money will go towards, you know, we're building an extension on the school and what have you, and we have some lead nicked off the roof as well. So
the kids will be mystified.
We're thinking about maybe doing something for the kids as well, but this is primarily for the adults to have a good night out.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, listen, good luck with your fundraiser. So, DT, ready? It's Hello Sheffield.
Yeah, I'm ready. St Wilfrid's, right?
Is it St Winifred's?
No, St Wilfrid's.
Oh, I gotcha. Right, you ready?
Okay, here we go. Good evening, St. Wilfrid's. Good evening, Sheffield. You thought he died in 1977, but he's here tonight. Go crazy for Elvis Presley.
Hey, he did that pretty well, didn't he, Jess?
That is absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
That's one historical character the Doctor's never wrestled with, has he?
Yeah,
he's had Churchill and Agatha Christie. Yeah. He's never popped back to the 70s and said, put down the sandwich.
Have some almonds.
Yeah, that would sort him out.
So what would you be doing now then? What's the next big project you've got this year, DT?
I guess the next big thing's the play.
Yeah. When do you start rehearsing and not doing
it? Not till April.
What, the month before? So all those people shelling out ticket, you just rock up the day before.
We got 5 intense weeks. Oh yeah.
And so what, will you be in costume when you're rehearsing, or you're in this sort of student outfit now?
No, you don't get in costume till you hit the theatre, which is only a few days before you open the show.
And are there still superstitions about all Shakespeare's play, or just the one you're not supposed to say the name of?
There's lots of superstitions in the theatre, but
do you do any?
No. I have scant regard for such nonsense.
I know you hold up the room they give you, right? Because I went to see Lionel Blair in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay.
Took my mum.
Right.
And
that's one of Shakespeare's better known works.
It's one of his early ones.
Yeah.
You know, before he got signed up by the major labels.
He was a co-author.
That's right. Mm. And Lionel invited me and my mum afterwards backstage. And
right.
I was like, this is brilliant. My mum's going to be impressed, you know, big fan of his work.
Sure.
You know, no one can cover something like a hat museum like Lionel Blair on the one show.
Yeah.
And, but he went, no, we've come into my room. I won't do the voice. Come into my room. And he had a camp bed in there. And I said, what's that? He goes, oh, you know, between performances, I'll sleep on this. And it literally was like a military old green rickety camp bed. Is that what you get?
What other sort of bed does Lionel Blair have?
Hey! He's here every Saturday, Charterville. What do you get on the rider? What would you get?
To be honest, I've never been backstage at Wyndham's, which is where we're going to be, but yeah, the dressing rooms are usually fairly, I'm sure they're very lovely, but they wouldn't be luxurious, I wouldn't have thought.
And is there much, can I be rude here? There can't be much money in the theatre. Surely the actors do this because it's a fun project.
Yeah, principally you do it because you want to.
You know?
I mean, in the West End, I guess it's a commercial thing, so there's a bit more, but it's not... No, you do theatre because you want to, because it's...
And what the audience is like, because sometimes you hear stories of, like, people turning up, you know, it's like these days, you know, people enjoy what, you know, the DT fans and all that. What happens if they start taking photos or stuff like that? Are they told no flash, we're talking about filming it?
Usually, but, I mean, you know, people come and have a nice time, hopefully, it's not. There aren't too many rules to follow. What's this being faded up under us very loudly?
We are literally...
This us being told to get off.
We are literally starting the Oscar ceremony, right?
Wow.
They're about to yank us off the stage.
Subtle way of wrapping it up.
Yeah, scared.
That'll do.
That's Nicky Campbell playing it in from home. Nicky does not like this. Okay, thank you very much to David Tennant this morning.
Thank you for having me.
DT, thank you very much. You can find out what David's doing for Comic Relief this Thursday. Also, thanks to Mark Bright, Red Pepper, Lindsay Hipgrave, and Chris Smith. We are back next weekend. Brian Blessed is going to be our live guest.
Good luck.
That will probably be the last show of me. Dave Spike, he's a brilliant comedian. He'll be with us as well. You can keep in touch through the week. You can drop us an email, christian@bbc.co.uk. FA Cup action all weekend on 5 Live. See you next Saturday. Up next, Fighting Talk. Thank you very much for listening.